This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After Boeing 737 MAX aircraft were grounded because of two crashes involving that type of plane in Lentz, the CEO of Boeing said earlier this week,
"Safety is at the core of who we are at Boeing, and ensuring safe and reliable travel on our airplanes is an enduring value and our absolute commitment to everyone."
Now comes word the FBI is joining in the investigation of the certification process for that type of plane. Reports are the Bureau is assisting the Department of Transportation in examining how that airliner was approved by federal regulators. Less than a week since the deadly terrorist attacks on two mosques in her nation, New Zealand's Prime Minister says the country is banning military-style semi-automatic rifles and assault rifles. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Like, why do I have to pay a full gym membership when I don't even use all the equipment? Like the rowing machine. I don't know about you, but I'm not doing a ton of manual lake travel these days.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
For professional staffing, there's only one name you need to know. Robert Half. Robert Half custom matches our candidates to your specific hiring requirements by combining personalized service from local staffing experts with an advanced matching technology based on 70 years of successful placements. For highly skilled accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, or administrative staffing, count on Robert Half. We'll find you productive, engaged employees. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
President Trump says he wants people to have a look at the special counsel Robert Mueller's final report, telling reporters yesterday that it is up to the Attorney General Bill Barr to decide what to do with its findings, but that he looks forward to seeing the report, but he did add he's not sure how fair it will be. President Trump will be meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at the White House on Monday. Speaking beside Secretary of State Mike Pompeo yesterday in Jerusalem, Netanyahu said the U.S.-Israeli alliance has never been stronger.
"It's an unbreakable bond that's based on shared values of liberty and democracy and shared interests to fight the enemies of democracy, the enemies of our way of life."
The Israeli leader dealing with problems at home, including being the subject of an ongoing corruption investigation. No one matched all five numbers in the Powerball drawing last night, so Saturday's drawing will be worth at least $625 million. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com.
Suspected mail bomber Cesar Sayoc is due in a court in Manhattan today to enter a guilty plea. There's no word on exactly what he's pleading guilty to, though. Prosecutors have charged him with 30 counts, including using a weapon of mass destruction. The Florida man accused of mailing bombs last year to prominent Democrats and critics of Donald Trump, including actor Robert De Niro. None of the bombs detonated, and no one was hurt. Exercise bike company Peloton is now being sued for allegedly stealing songs for their workout videos. For years, Peloton has been using songs from artists from Lady Gaga to Drake, Justin Timberlake, and many more. A group of music publishers now banding together to file a $150 million copyright infringement lawsuit against the exercise bike maker. The CEO of the National Music Publishers Association says Peloton has built its business without giving artists and songwriters their fair compensation. And Labrador Retrievers are still the most popular dog breed in America. The updated rankings, based on data from the American Kennel Club, and the Labs reigned above all others for the 28th consecutive year. Labs are credited for their friendly nature and their ability to fill so many different working dog roles. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we're back with you, America, 6 minutes after the top of the hour, and Professor Wilfred Riley is back with us. We're going to talk about his latest book, Hate Crime Hoax, How the Left is Selling a Fake Race War. I want to open up by reading the introduction, just the first few sentences of his book. This will give you some, give you an idea of where the professor is coming from, and what it means for our liberty. Authors of books that lean right are often accused of hating someone or everyone. To the contrary, I am a proud black man, and this book is both a pro-American and a profoundly pro-black work of social science. I write it with the intention of lancing a boil, one major issue poisoning relations between whites and people of color in America today, and to a lesser extent, relations between the two sexes and our nation's social classes, is an ongoing epidemic of patently false claims of oppression. Professor, welcome back. Good to have you with us here on Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm very good. Thanks for having me on the show again, Bill.
Oh, always good. Hey, I'm doing terrific, and I look forward to this ongoing conversation because I believe that you have hit on something that is absolutely critical for those of us that want to heal, whether it's race relations, sex relationships, this conflict, this counter-opposing force of identity politics that has tribalized our nation and has drawn us into a venue of becoming the un-United States of America.
Yeah, I mean, I think that a major problem, well, identity politics in general is a bad idea in any sophisticated society. I've said jokingly in speeches that that's the force that turned the USSR, or the nation of Yugoslavia, from some of the most powerful countries in the world to a series of tiny nations with names like the Republic of You and Me and I'm Not Sure About Me. To have a large functional society, you need to have a shared sense of identification and belief among people. And one major problem in the USA today is that for one of our political factions, which I call the activist left, the narrative that's used to justify a great many things, whether that's affirmative action, whether that's minority set-aside programs, whether that's budgets and funding, either you or I mentioned last time that the Southern Poverty Law Center by itself has an endowment of $500 million. What's used to justify these things is the idea that we're still at war, that the old conflicts of the 50s and 60s have never dissipated, never gone away. And in the book, I use a lot of empirical evidence to say, well, no, I don't think that's true.
And I appreciate the research and scholarship that is in your book, not only because you're a professor, but it's needed. Again, as you said, you cited Thomas Sowell as one of your heroes, And I would agree, and I'm grateful to him because what he has done is has encouraged people of color to get out of the emotion and move into the intellectual. Because in the realm of the intellectual is where we'll find freedom. Because whether it's the Poverty Law Center or any of these other antithetical groups, at the end of the day, you're not liberated for what it is that they're bringing to the discourse. If anything, you're more enslaved.
Yeah, well, I think that what Tom Sowell did that was so impressive to me is apply the kind of factual analysis we use in most areas of science to the area of contemporary race relations, if you will. Mm-hmm. So Sowell said a lot of practical things that very few other people have said. One of the most obvious is that differences in performance don't by themselves indicate racism. Mm-hmm. So when I say, you know, the USA desegregated in 1954, or we've had affirmative action since 1967, these are facts. But the response that you'll get from an intelligent leftist is generally, well, the average black SAT score is a 940 or 950, whereas the average white score is 100 points higher, or black men are twice as likely to be shot by police officers as white men, something like that. Mm-hmm. So how can you claim that there's not still very pervasive racism? And one of the things that Dr. Sowell said is that in order to establish racism or sexism or whatnot, you have to show that people that are identical in every way, except in terms of the characteristic race or whatever that's being discussed, are being treated differently. And what I find in my research, kind of carrying on that tradition, is that that's not really true in modern America. If you take a black guy, white guy, and Asian guy that have the same characteristics, all you need to adjust for is age, region, and education, they're going to have essentially the same life. Mm-hmm. The issue in a lot of communities, whether that's the black community or the poor white community that surrounds me here in Appalachia, is that the characteristics are not the same. So, for example, if you grow up in a household without a father, you're five times as likely to be poor as if you grow up in a two-parent traditional household. Exactly. And unfortunately, for both blacks and poor whites, the rate of fatherlessness is very high.
Mm-hmm.
So this is one of the biggest undiscussed problems in America, by the way. We on the right, people sometimes discuss it. On the left, almost never.
Right.
But if you adjust for things like that, most of the issues that are attributed to racism disappear. The same people are treated pretty much the same in America today. So the question is how to take, for example, the urban black community and help so that people in that group are the same as people elsewhere. And that's a real issue that can't be solved with slogans and chants.
Mm-hmm. Well, if we get derailed and then we start focusing on the wrong things, because as we've often said on this show, Professor, is that in the absence of fact, opinion rules. And so we've got a lot of opinion out there, but you've done a lot of hard work in giving us empirical evidence and saying, all right, let's take the emotion out of it. Let's look at the facts. And what do we come up with? We do not operate with a bunch of headlines that the mainstream media would want us to bite into, or this industry of tribalism and conflict. And it has become an industry. And so then you get the next outgrowth of that organism, and that is people do that which they get rewarded for. So they're protecting their interests, so what do they continue to do? Anytime they can get a headline and twist it to support their agenda, man, they're right there, and guess what? The mainstream media is happy to pick it up.
Yeah, first of all, I think that's an insightful analysis, and we've covered a little bit of this ground before, but of why hate crime hoaxes happen.
Right.
If you know that there is a premium being placed on victimhood, that if you can coherently argue that you've been beaten or abused because of your victim status, you will get publicity, you may get wealth, you're going to see more people wanting to be victims. And that's not something you want socially. Mm-hmm. The victim is by definition not the hero of any story. The hero is. So you want more people, I think, trying to be heroes as versus trying to be victims. The broader point that you made or that we're discussing, yeah, if you take many of the ideas that are promoted on the left, and not a few on the right, by the way, but many of the ideas that are promoted on the left, and you subject them to what we would call modern empirical analysis, they turn out not to be true. So for example, one of my projects was looking at the idea of white privilege.
Mm-hmm.
So I, along with a couple of other colleagues, came up with a list of about 100 things that I think logically indicate privilege. privilege in life, from I have never been physically beaten up to I know what frequent flyer miles are and 98 others.
Right.
And we gave this quiz to a bunch of people. We just wanted to see what predict how privileged you are. So part of that was testing this idea of white privilege you hear about universally.
Well, Professor Riley, before we get into that, we're going to leave everybody on the edge because we got to go to break. We've got more from Wilfred Riley. We're talking about his book, Hate Crime Hoax, after this.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Are you having trouble sleeping? Have you tried all kinds of sleep aids that don't work or have suffered from their side effects?
Hi, I'm Dr. Eric Siliberti, clinical neurologist and sleep expert. If I were to tell you, I've developed an all-natural scientific breakthrough called Relaxium Sleep that will help you fall asleep fast and sleep deeply through the night, you'd probably be skeptical. So I'm going to prove it to you by giving you a risk-free trial.
For your free trial, call 800-644-9444. Relaxium Sleep is the only natural sleep aid developed by a clinical neurologist. Its triple-action formula contains two unique ingredients, Valorest and Sensoril, proven to promote fast, deep sleep so you'll wake up refreshed. Be one of the first 100 callers, and we'll include our free Delta Wave music CD to reach your deepest sleep. Call 800-644-9444 for the best sleep of your life. 800-644-9444. Or visit TryRelaxium.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Bill Martinez.
He's been known to cure narcolepsy just by walking into a room. His organ donation card also lists his beard. He's a lover, not a fighter. But he's also a fighter, so don't get any ideas. He is the most interesting man in the world.
Stay listening, my friend. Bill Martinez died.
Hey, we're We're back with you, fresh and independent, just the way you like us. Bill Martinez, and our show is being brought to you by my friends at The Crypto Prophet. It is the latest paradigm shift that will produce the next wealth wave. Find out more at BillMartinezLive.com. Click on The Crypto Prophet to see if this works for you and your family. Our conversation continues with Wilfred Riley, his brand new book, Hate Crime Hoax, How the Left is Selling a Fake Race War. Professor, before we went to break, you were starting to tell the story. I had everybody sitting on the edge of the seats to keep them through the commercial break so that you could finish up.
Well, the story is pretty simple. A lot of the things that you see in mass media headlines, especially on the left, I don't think this is much of a secret to your audience or to most smart people, aren't real. And if you use real scientific methods to analyze them, they just sort of go away. They vanish. So I mentioned that I'm working on a piece about white privilege right now. And what I did was come up with about 100 point scale of questions designed to measure to some extent how easy a life people have had. And I gave three or four of them on the show. Mm-hmm. And I gave that to a pretty good number of people, and I analyzed the results. And what I found is that whiteness does have about a 1 or 2% effect on privilege. So if you take a white guy and you take an identical black guy, the white guy has it 1% easier. Mm-hmm. But I found a bunch of other things. Social class, for example, how rich you or your parents are, bluntly, has about a 70-point impact on privilege. So, almost all, and this is not, I don't think, an extraordinarily brilliant idea, but almost all of how privileged you are in life is based on the reality of how much money you have. Mm-hmm. There were a couple of other things that affected privilege, a height for men. Yes. So you are much more likely to have an easy life. That was about a 5-point impact as a guy if you're taller than 5'10". I'm 5'9", so I wasn't pleased to see that.
Right.
But weight for women, you are much less likely to have a happy, romantic, or business life as a middle-class woman if you are substantially overweight. It's, to some extent, unfortunate to say. Yeah. So all of these things, and I didn't even try to adjust for aggression, IQ, they're all these things that predict where you're going to end up in life, and race is by no means the most significant among them. So the idea of white privilege, I don't think, stands up to serious, you know, academic scrutiny. And there's just tons of this stuff. I mean, the idea that there's a lot of violent racial conflict, simply not real. 85% of white murder victims, 93% of black murder victims killed by their own race. The idea that the police are out here gunning young men, especially young brothers, young African-Americans down in the streets, not true. The total number of unarmed black men killed specifically by white cops in the most recent year on record was 17. So it's important to realize that what you see in the media, as counterintuitive as this might seem to be, and this seems to be more true of the mass media than of social media or talk radio, by the way, a lot of it just isn't real. Many of the most significant phenomena in our country, suicide among our veterans, which claims more than 10,000 lives a year, auto wreck, I mean, about 40,000 people a year are killed just tooling around on the highway. Prostate cancer, men's diseases are rarely discussed. The actual things that hurt people are not what the media focuses on. A great deal of what they focus on seems to be pretty close to fantasy. The idea of extreme racial conflict in the USA, for example.
Yeah, I mean, and what you're bringing to bear here in this conversation, as we've been saying, and I said earlier, gets us out of the 8-second sound bites. When everything is distilled to 8 seconds, it's just a headline. And right now, the conditions are, as you mentioned in the cover of your book, you know, has Donald Trump exacerbated this, or has this been something that we have been, we've grown accustomed to over the decades?
I think it's something we've grown accustomed to. I think media coverage of Donald Trump has exacerbated the problem. I mean, as irascible as he can be, I don't think Trump himself, even in that office, would be able to influence a trend like this one. But no, I think the idea of the mass media shouting talking heads format is real is just something that we've gotten used to in America. I think that's one reason, by the way, for the growth of the podcast format.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Whether you're talking about Ben Shapiro on the right, or Dave Rubin or Joe Rogan on the left. I mean, these are intelligent people that are willing to sit down with someone and have an hour-long conversation. I will say on the radio, we're having about a 15, 20 minute conversation today. So in 20 minutes, much less an hour, you can say things that you can't in 30 seconds.
Exactly.
So I mean, there's actually, I would come down on the right side of this, I guess double entendre there, but there's actually a real debate to be had about something like national health care.
Right.
I'd love to see an hour between an educated Brit and, say, Ben Shapiro. But that's not something you're ever going to see on TV. Trump, I don't think, made this worse. He can't. He's an elected official. He's not a media boss. But I do think that this has exacerbated some of the coverage of Trump. Because the general perspective the media has on President Trump is basically negative, and there's no time to say that with nuance.
Right.
So another statistic, I mean, if you look at what Pew or Media Research Center has said, for example, about 95% of coverage of Trump in the mass media has been negative.
Exactly.
So I do think that contributes to this attitude, this idea that there's a significant problem in the country. You're constantly seeing shrieking sound bites about the president, and 9 out of 10 of them are bad.
And what does that say about the consumers that are willing to consume that information with regularity?
Now, this is something I tend to lean a little more left on when you get into corporate monopoly control. I don't necessarily know if they, well, of course they have a choice. They can go on Facebook or listen to talk radio. But in terms of a lot of these media formats, I'm not sure how much of a choice the consumer has. The level of centralization in a lot of American businesses, including media, is pretty remarkable. I read recently that the Saudi prince, Alawi bin Talal, owns a substantial chunk of both Fox and Al Jazeera. So unless you're willing to get out of the corporate format altogether and listen to a good radio show or a podcast or something, the people shouting at each other might be inescapable. I'm not a big fan of breaking up corporations, so I don't necessarily know how you'd even deal with that. But I mean, like in radio, for example, Clear Channel, iHeart, my understanding is that the big players now own about 95% of the industry.
Well, it's a sizable number. There's no doubt that, and of course, it's creating some financial issues, which is a whole other topic as well. But yes, and it limits the breadth, and this is why podcasting has become so popular. Even shows like ours that are independent. I mean, we're not beholden. You can't even imagine how many authors or think leaders who come on the show say, "Bill, how can you talk about this?" I said, "Well, because I'm not beholden to corporate America that says you can't have a conversation like this." And so we provide that kind of background as we continue to, pursue the truth no matter where it leads. And as your book stated, you're here to lance a boil. I mean, this has been a growing boil over the decades that has been passed on. And I think that in some sense, Professor, we have this operating software that has been thrown upon us, and we've embraced it. And so what we do is we take in that information that promotes this hate crime hoax operating software. And you're bringing this to light for us to understand, look at, you know, we're as much of the problem as the problem.
Yeah, I think that's very well said. I mean, there are really two issues. I mean, one is, putting it bluntly, one is sensationalism and the other is extreme liberalism or radicalism.
Mm-hmm.
So if you look at the mainstream media, I think the biggest issue is that the format promotes 30-second sensationalism.
Yes.
So a great number of the things, this goes beyond politics, a great number of the things you would see on MSM, broadcast national television, like Shark Attack, are simply not threats. Mm-hmm. They're things that have been found over and over and over to produce that click reaction, that watch the advertisement reaction.
Right.
So to some extent, we're being programmed by this media. I mean, Facebook has admitted this with the like reaction.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly 1/2 second after you click the button, you get a like, or you give a like, and you can see these streaming in your comments on the side of your screen as you go about your day. And that's extremely addictive. So
exactly.
One is sensationalism, or the addictive reaction in terms of issues with mainstream, even social media. The other thing is that there is a political slant. I mean,
no doubt. Yeah, well, they've utilized it. There's no doubt about it. Well, this conversation will continue. Professor, always a privilege and honor to have you with us. Dr. Wilfred Riley has been our guest. His book, Hate Crime Hoax, linked on our website.
This message is brought to you by Centria Autism. Autism spectrum disorder is a behavioral health condition, increasingly common in all our communities. Between 65,000 and 70,000 new children will meet the diagnostic criteria for autism in 2019. Recent studies reveal that approximately 30% of children with autism are not receiving evidence-based behavioral treatment. Dr. Stephen Marin, Chief Medical Officer, Centria Autism.
The treatment of any child with autism should be individualized and holistic, with the goal of helping every child have the best developmental experience possible. By taking a more clinically integrated approach to the care path using applied behavior analysis, or ABA, we can improve a child's communication, living, and behavioral skills.
For more information, visit www.centriaautism.com. That's www.centriaautism.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After Boeing 737 MAX aircraft were grounded because of two crashes involving that type of plane in less than 5 months, the CEO of Boeing said earlier this week,
"Safety is at the core of who we are at Boeing, and ensuring safe and reliable travel on our airplanes is an enduring value and our absolute commitment to everyone."
Now comes word the FBI is joining in the investigation of the certification process for that type of plane. Reports are the Bureau is assisting the Department of Transportation in examining how that airliner was approved by federal regulators. Less than a week since the deadly terrorist attacks on two mosques in her nation, New Zealand's Prime Minister says the country is banning military-style semi-automatic rifles and assault rifles. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Get the hottest flooring styles at incredible prices at Lumber Liquidators' Spring Black Friday Flooring Sale. All waterproof floors are on sale up to 50% off. Get a dollar off per square foot on select Bellawood hardwood floors and take 20% off new AquaSeal water-resistant laminate. Plus, ask how you can get professional installation and special financing. Get to Lumber Liquidators' Spring Black Friday Flooring Sale today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a store near you.
At Indeed, we understand that when it comes to hiring, it's important to have a large talent pool to choose from. But sometimes too many good options can be overwhelming. That's why Indeed doesn't just give you access to a large pool of job seekers. We also offer screener tools that let you instantly narrow down your search. Hone in on hiring with Indeed. Increase your visibility to great candidates with a free sponsored job upgrade on your first job posting at Indeed.com/promo. The sponsored job upgrade is a $50 sponsored job credit. Users are charged once the credit is spent or it expires. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't have worried. I trust your taste in business. Thank you.
Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, look, at not only do you get Bill Martinez Live, but you get two for the price of one. Jeff Cruer, the Cajun Crusher, New Orleans zone political columnist, TV radio show host, and author of America's Last Chance, joins us live on his show. This is always a lot of fun. Hey, Jeff, can you hear me now? Well, maybe they're still trying to get connected with us. But I think, anyway, we're going to connect with Jeff here any second now. And I hear rumbling in the background.
We're here, my friend. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I always enjoy this, the fact that you and I can join up live with our national show and your show in Louisiana. I mean, it's good time here. The only thing that's missing are the beignets, but I gave up bread for Lent, so I've got to wait until after Lent, okay?
That's hard to do. The beignets are awesome, but I understand. Good for you, Bill. I'm giving up meat for Lent, so I'm having a hard time.
Well, Beto's given up dirt. He gave up dirt for Lent, so I think that's cool. What is going on? What is going on with him?
He is, he's the new flavor of the month. His poll numbers shot up. He's also got a great fundraising push. He broke some records with his fundraising. I think Beto is someone that Hollywood liberals love. But with $80 million, he couldn't win the Senate race in Texas against Ted Cruz. I don't think he's going to win the nomination on the Democrat side. I personally don't think the Democrats are going to nominate a white male as their presidential candidate. But this guy is someone who, I think the other day, Bill, was just saying he wants to get a lot of input from voters so he can figure out what his platform is going to be.
I know. Tell me what I should do. Give me a vision. I mean, I think you're supposed to have one before you run for president, right? I mean, that's what you do. But see, the problem is here, Jeff, is listen to all the Democratic candidates. What they're doing is an old sales trick. And of course, this was replicated in Rules for Radicals. You create dissatisfaction with the status quo. That's what this is all about. They've been doing that from day one. Hillary Clinton tried to do that. And look at all the money that she spent. She spent, I don't know, four or five times more than President Trump did because she didn't have a message. And that's what it comes down to. You know, in this business and in communications, it comes down to, do you have the message? If you have the message, then the message will carry on. It's passed on word of mouth, all that good stuff that is important to have when you brand a campaign or you're branding an individual in this case. But without the message, then you need lots of money. So, yeah, he's a force in terms of raising money, but what a waste. $80 million in Texas, and he couldn't bring it home because he didn't have the message.
And look at his launch, Bill. So he launched his website. You could buy your campaign gear on there. You could buy your Beto hat and shirt and all that stuff.
Beto rope on a soap. You got soap on a rope with him, too. Yeah, I think
you
or something.
Also give money to Beto, but you couldn't find where Beto stood on the issues. There was nothing on there about his platform.
Right.
And he's said some jokes on the campaign trail that people criticized about his wife, and he had to apologize. He didn't exactly set the world on fire as far as his first few days and on the campaign trail. So we'll see. It'll be interesting. He's now talking about the Green New Deal. So we know he's for that. He's talking about massive illegal immigration. We know he's not for border security. So he's trying to follow the radical line that's being pushed by most of these Democrat presidential candidates.
What the Democratic candidates, in effect, are doing is what Mark Stein called it. It's the abolition of citizenship in our country. Is it not? I mean, I thought that was very, very insightful on his part. Yeah, exactly right. I mean, what's the benefit of being a citizen of the United States anymore? Because,
in fact, the benefit is of being illegal.
Yes, exactly.
Kirsten Gillibrand wants to give him Social Security benefits, and they want to give him voting rights, and, of course, they want more and more of them coming in here. So it seems like that's the preferred class in America today, and it's very, very sad. It's all in an effort, I think, to try to turn around their fortunes and win in 2020, lower the voting age to 16, Bill.
Right.
Another incredibly dumb idea.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what they're pushing.
And while we're at it, let's destroy the Electoral College, right?
The Electoral College is something that has worked since our founding. I think it's something that we need to maintain. The popular vote system would then have all the presidential candidates spending all their time in all the big states. All these little states like mine, Louisiana, would get completely ignored.
Oh, totally. And then all the money, the media money, I mean, for the cost of media in the coast, California and New York would be absorbed. There would, the messaging in, really, truly, then the flyover states would, as the East and West have always maintained, are inconsequential. And this, in a sense, would do that.
The thing about our current system is, you do have President Trump, like in that last election, spending a lot of time in 30 states that he won. And I think that's why his agenda was so threatening, because it didn't just represent the West Coast and the East Coast. It represented a lot of middle America and what we wanted. And that's threatening to the elites, Bill.
Well, he saw that, in his career. He saw what was happening. I mean, as someone who ran pageants involved with, wrestling and, with McMahon and that, he saw, this energy that was happening in the middle of our country and how greatly ignored it was. And, of course, listen to what Bill Maher said here last month in talking about Middle America. Middle America, they have, they have their Chef Boyardee. And we've got our Wolfgang Pucks, and Middle America looks at us and they want to be us. They feel like they didn't get the memo to the party. You are so wrong. They don't even want to be at your party.
No, I don't want to be like Bill Maher. I don't know anybody that wants to be like Bill Maher and these insufferable, arrogant elites. And listen, it's still going on, Bill. You know that they're trying to wrest back control from President Trump, and they're going to try to do everything they can to win in 2020. And all these radical ideas are really as part of that effort. I'm just hoping that the American people say, we're not going to embrace socialism. We're going to reject it. We're going to say that capitalism is the answer. We're going to continue down the road that we've been going down under President Trump, but maybe give him more support in Congress so that he can get more of his agenda through.
Well, without a doubt, he needs reinforcements. And the other thing, too, I would say to President Trump, and I said this yesterday on the show, is that back off on some of the stuff, you know, that are so unnecessary. You've got such great information to put out there, to talk about the campaign, to remind people of the vision you have. Forget about John McCain. Forget about all these other things. Yes, these people annoy you. You know, talk to Melania about it. You know, let it go. You know, don't bring it out of the. I think it takes away from the messaging. I would agree with that.
No, I think John McCain is someone that really upset President Trump in a lot of areas. And now that we hear what happened with the dossier and the fact that he peddled that dossier.
And we knew that. And we knew that. Yeah. We knew that a long time ago that John McCain had his hands on the dossier. Didn't even give the president a heads up about it. There's probably so much more about John McCain that you could open up. But why? You know, rest in peace. Leave him alone.
Yeah, move forward and just say, hey, we need more Republicans so that we can do what John McCain didn't do when we replaced Obamacare.
Right. Exactly. Well, you know,
what happened because of John McCain?
Well, clearly the Democrats are incredibly desperate right now when the messages that they're coming out, just like we talked about, let's abolish the Electoral College. Let's pack the courts. Let's get 15 federal judges in there. Let's lower the voting age to 16, and then, oh, yeah, by the way, California does it. We'll just let illegals, you know, we'll let illegals vote.
And then the Green New Deal, $93 trillion, and then infanticide.
Right.
Which is absolutely obscene, I think, to most Americans. And and voting, and then the tax rates up to 90% for the wealthiest Americans.
Right. Like, that's a plan that's going to work. I mean, already you've got people escaping these high tax states. And just as you mentioned, that are being crushed, the middle class is being crushed, whether it's in New York. I mean, there's just a report coming out this morning. 40% of the people in New York woke up today and said, oh, my goodness, we can't afford to be here. And people in California have been doing this for a long time. In fact, they are the number one state for U-Haul, U-Haul equipment moving on one-way trips out of the state of California. Number one.
And they're going to Republican states like Texas and Florida where they have more pro-business policies, Bill.
Well, there it is. As has been said, money will go where it's welcome and invited. And this is what, in Texas, speaking of which, the former governor spent a lot of time doing, and the current governor as well. He's out there championing the cause and saying, hey, why pay all those high taxes, you know. Welcome. Come east, young man, come east. There it is. Well, that's a wrap for us. Thank you so much, Justin. We're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse is passionate about redefining youth through revolutionary products. Visit BillMartinezLife.com for products like Lumines from Dr. Nathan Newman. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products by renowned physicians to help with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa, Jeunesse's medical advisor, has designed several products helping the body perform better through naturally occurring plant compounds. Jeunesse products come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See it all for yourself at BillMartinezLive.com. Click on the Jeunesse banner. Why not start today to live, feel, and be young again?
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. That's 888-794-1645. NMLS number 1136.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
You have no idea what is upon us now.
What more could you want? Bill Martinez Live.
Oh, it's time to wake up. Yes, time to wake up, America. Welcome to Bill Martinez Live, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Rachel Alexander joins us now, senior editor at The Stream. Rachel, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Hey, lots to go over, but before we talk about Girl Scouts and their relationship with abortion, in fact, what they say, which is what you wrote about, what's going on with Fox? I mean, Fox seems to be unraveling here. I mean, are conservatives going to lose a network here?
I don't know. I see them becoming more moderate is, I think, what's happening. And we don't know the end of Jean Pirro, whether she's coming back or not yet. But it is really disappointing. Donna Brazile on the Sean Hannity show, I hope that doesn't become a
regular. That was insane. Did you see that first night she was on?
I did. It was bad.
I mean, I just kept cringing, you know. And first of all, I got a problem with Donna Brazile just from the get-go. I mean, and I said this a long time ago. She would go a long way in terms of redemption if she apologized to people for lying and doing the stuff that she did during the 2016 election. You talk about collusion right there. I mean, she is, in fact, a proven collusionary element with the Hillary campaign and CNN. She would gain more credibility if she said, hey, look, I overstepped, got carried away, apologized to people at large, and that was an opportunity to do that. But, of course, you know, Democrats doing what they do, as Dinesh D'Souza says, you know, you just hold on to the con. You keep the con, and that's what she's done.
Yeah, she's a very dishonest person. I wouldn't, you know, if I was in charge of Fox, I sure wouldn't have her on as a regular guest and pay her.
Well, did Fox just get, you know, just overwhelmed and shocked by the fact that the DNC says we're not going to allow Fox to head a debate and this is their response to it?
Maybe that's it. Maybe they are capitulating. I don't know. I mean, they're all we have for, you know, a big TV, you know, network. That's
it. Yeah, I mean, let them have Shepard Smith and, you know, Judge Napolitano and Chris Wallace, you know, occasionally. But, you know, we need to have and maintain, you know, this arena and this island. And then now there's rumor that Sean Hannity says when his contract's up, he's not particularly interested in renewing. And I guess he's seeing the writing on the wall there at Fox as well.
Yeah, well, now they're trying to get rid of Tucker Carlson. I mean, I feel like the left just goes after anyone on the right who's on Fox, and eventually, you know, they're able to get rid of some of them.
Well, where's the backbone of Fox to be able to push back and say, look, at all she did, all Jeanine Pirro did was ask a question. We have been saying this repeatedly on this show, is that we need to re-embrace critical thought and critical questioning. CNN doesn't offer any critical questions. You know, Jeanine Pirro asked a critical question, and one that we've asked repeatedly on the show with other representatives from the Muslim community, to say, look, at a simple deal here. You've got the Quran, which when you understand, and I haven't read the entire Quran, but certain parts that I've read, I go, how do you align that with the U.S. Constitution? It seems to be antithetical on its face.
Yeah, I don't understand why Fox doesn't defend her. They kind of pick and choose, you know, their battles, it seems. You know, some they're going to capitulate to the left, and others they're going to, you know, defend their guys. But I think what she said was totally normal, and that's what's so scary. They're going after normal conservatives.
Right.
I mean, this isn't even like a fringe conservative.
Well, basically, they're embracing the playbook of Democrats that say, look, if you don't agree with us, we're going to bully you out of the public square. And Judge Jeanine is getting bullied. Tucker Carlson, they've attacked Sean Hannity and others, you know, with advertisers, trying to get advertisers to cancel. Well, you know, look, Fox needs to find a backbone here and understand, as Roger Ailes did, like him or not, that he knew that this was something that they were going to have to fight for, and it turned it into the number one cable entity in the modern era. And they're putting all that on the line because, you know, there's going to be some other alternatives that come up. There already are, you know, whether, you know, it's other radio shows, podcasting, other TV outlets that will come about and do it, because this is a lot of people, and this represents a lot of money. And, you know, it's like the Democrats want conservatives to come down to their level. So they're going to do everything they can to drag them down, right?
That's right. And Fox had better watch out. With people moving to streaming TV, this could be the final nail in the coffin for, you know, I don't pay for a Fox News subscription.
Right, exactly. Well, it's up to the people to vote, and they're, you know, and Fox is going to give them a reason, as you said, a perfect case in point here, to turn away, and they may have to learn the hard way. On your commentary, Girl Scouts have plenty of ties to abortion. I know some of our listeners are going to hear that and go, wait a minute, Girl Scout cookies and abortion? What the heck is going on here?
Yeah, basically what's going on is not that the Girl Scouts are donating to Planned Parenthood. What they're doing is a little more sneaky than that. Basically, when you buy a box of Girl Scout cookies, a portion of the proceeds goes to the national organization, not just the local church.
Girl Scouts USA, right?
Yeah, and so of that money, it is being used to do indirect things such as participate in reproductive rights activities, such as promoting pro-choice women, the National Girl Scouts organization even, you know, tweeted out, my body, my choice, my rights. I could go on and on. You'll have to read my article for the full list, but there's a lot of connections to Planned Parenthood and pushing stuff on the girls.
And her article is at stream.org, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, so you know where to go here and read it for yourself, because this is what we do about the show here at Bill Martinez Live. This is not about 8-second sound bites. We want to get into depth so that you are an intelligent voter and a participant in this republic. This is a problem that we have with America today. People have been dumbed down. They don't know about the Constitution. We start hearing things like right now, especially as desperate as the Democrats are becoming, Rachel. I mean, listen to the campaign trail. I guess all the Democrats are going to start eating dirt and promote that, hey, we'll get away with the Electoral College. Let's get that out of the way. Let's pack the courts, and on with some of these crazy ideas that, again, if you're not exercising any critical thought, you don't ask the question that should have been asked, even going back with Barack Obama when he said he was going to fundamentally transform America. And everybody, just like a bunch of seals, clapping and shouting and approving, is like, well, what the heck did he mean by that? Nobody asked that question. The media didn't ask that question.
Yeah, my next article is going to be on packing the courts. I feel like the Democrats have just drifted so far left because they can get away with it, you know, because our kids are being dumbed down in the schools and not taught the Constitution. They're taught all this politically correct garbage, and so by the time they hear these Democrats' ideas, they don't know real economics. They don't know that these plans aren't going to work.
Right. Well, and that's the bottom line of it. They're so impractical, but yet they sound good. Just like anything that comes from, you know, the mouths of past leaders of socialism. I mean, you know, you think Maduro, you think the leaders of Venezuela, you know, how do you take a number one providing entity, a country like Venezuela with all their rich resources and everything, how do you devastate them? Well, put them on the road to socialism and the people are eating out of the back end of trash trucks. That's disgusting and heartbreaking.
Yeah, well, they're Santa Claus. The Democrats say that they're Santa Claus. They're going to give you all these things, and people don't realize, you know, that money's got to come from somewhere. Mm-hmm. And then they ignore Venezuela and what's happening in these suffering countries. You never hear the Democrats talking about Venezuela.
Right. Well, and we've got suffering here in this country alone, even when we have such a great economy that's going on. But what people are starting to do is they're voting with their feet. They're saying, hey, look at these high tax states like California and New York. It just doesn't work for us anymore. You know, I hate to leave the state where I was born and raised. But it's clear that I've got to get out of Dodge here. I mean, look what's going on with the middle class driven out of New York. Only 61%. I guess somehow they woke up this morning, decided, I just can't afford it anymore. And 41% are already moving out. They just said, we can't afford it. We're moving out.
Yeah, and it's unfortunately they are taking over red states like they're doing to my state, Arizona. I can't believe how horrible we did in the last election.
Well, again, that is a bit suspect, I maintain, Rachel, as you and I talked about. Ballot harvesting, the illegal voter fraud that's going on. I mean, here we've spent $30 million with the Mueller campaign, you know, chasing Russian ghosts and windmills. But it really told nothing about the true problem with the 2016 election. And this has been elections even before then. Do not listen to our former Attorney General, Eric Holder, who says voter fraud does not exist, because that is another big lie perpetrated on the people by the Democratic Party. It does exist. This is why people are getting arrested. They're going to jail, and they're needs to be a serious look-see into the voter fraud that took place in 2016 or otherwise. You got to know all this that the Democrats are doing. They are extremely desperate. What they're so concerned about is Ruth Bader Ginsburg. If she goes during the cycle of a President Trump administration, they are going to go absolutely ballistic and do everything they can. You think the fight against Kavanaugh was brutal? Boy, you've seen nothing yet if Donald Trump gets a third nominee for the Supreme Court.
Oh, and they're already starting to talk about it. It's coming. I mean, her days are numbered, you know. I'm sad to say, but that's true. And, you know, her health is really bad.
Right.
And so I think, you know, it's going to ramp up real soon here.
Well, the people are starting to talk. They need to continue to talk and stay activated. This is their country. This is our country. And we get who we vote for, ladies and gentlemen. So this is what it's all about here on this show, is we want to make sure you have the information so that you are not what they would call a low-informed voter. We want you to be highly informed. Rachel Alexander from thestream.org. Rachel, as always, appreciate the time and the insight. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Retrievers, Labradors, Goldens are the main breeds that come through our door, but we'll train anything with four legs and a tail. My husband and I own a kennel. We train hunting dogs and also have a boarding and grooming business. And our dogs, they're athletes, and we feed a very quality food. You can't get enzymes in a commercial dog food because they cook it at such a high heat that so much important nutrition is just cooked right out of it. But adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
DINOVITE.com
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa, the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
DINOVITE.
Dynavite's the bomb.
859-428-1000.
859
1-800-529-428-1000.
Dynavite for life.
D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E .com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if